As the state and each county receives a limited supply of vaccine each week, local clinics are operating by appointment-only protocol to avoid long lines and overcrowding. UNC Health said it's sticking with appointment-only scheduling to avoid further complicating the vaccination process while still getting out doses equitably. While UNC Health is operating by appointment-only vaccinations, the State Health Department is encouraging clinics to adopt a waitlist to make sure no vaccines are wasted. At a COVID-19 press conference last week, Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mandy Cohen, said the state's guidance to vaccine providers is don't waste any doses.
We are saying that if you are at the end of a day and you have 2-3 doses left over, but you're out of folks who are fit that priority category, our recommendation is keep a wait list. Keep a wait list where you can call someone last minute to come in that does fit those priority categories. You don't ever have to waste it.
Waste is common in global inoculation campaigns, with millions of doses of flu shots trashed each year. By one World Health Organization estimate, more than half of all vaccines are thrown away because they were mishandled, unclaimed, or expired. The coronavirus rollout appears to have bucked that trend, with providers going out of their way to pull in eligible recipients.
But our guidance is also, if you even can't find someone on that priority list, find the closest arm of who wants to get vaccinated and get that in, because we as a state don't want to waste any vaccine.
Despite efforts to limit waste, the state has still had to discard some vaccine. Of the 60,000 doses administered through UNC Health, around 100 doses, or less than 0.2%, have been disposed of. A spokesperson for UNC Health said these discarded doses are due to a bent needle, a drop dose, or accidental spillage of medication. If anything happens that is unexpected during dose preparation, UNC Health's practice is to reject that dose rather than administer to a patient. The healthcare system said, as with all medications, there is a potential for missteps that require disposal. Cohen confirmed that these particular vaccines require extremely careful handling.
We are seeing very small numbers of vaccine waste recorded in our CVMS system, but it's very few, like in the tens of doses. But even that for me is too much. We don't want to be wasting here. There are always issues. As you know, these vaccines are challenging. They need to be diluted and then put into syringes. So none of this is perfect, but we are really encouraging folks on best practices related to getting as many doses as they can out of each and every vial.
If someone doesn't show up for an appointment at UNC Health's vaccination clinics, another appointment is pulled forward so as not to waste a dose. At this time, health officials are urging residents to have patience throughout the vaccination rollout and continue checking back to yourshot.org. As more vaccine supply is received, more appointments will be made available online. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.